Blog Talk Radio.
Thumbs up. We're live. Fire Hunter podcast show. Talking today about the mom Sanders. Like I said. I'm going to call in 516-418-587. Thank you all for standing up with me tonight on my we'll be talking about them in the small standards here in just a moment. First, I want to touch about Keisha Lance Bottom out that a mayor is about to announce. She is not going to be first. She's just going to be a little bit of she was going to be in. Amaya King. Course. I know I'm late. Of course, I said a little bit about it last week. I don't want to get out of this now. So it says, Keisha Lance Bottom said Friday morning that not that man up here, citing Trump's last 4 weeks. So, after last Bottom alerted Baptist allies of her plans to exit first. Called first reported by the Atlanta Journal office call on Friday, Bottom fell back tears and called her current mayor the highest honor. You know, in the same way that it was very clear almost 5 years ago, I run today, I have that on a pod on Bell, bottom with Austin Reporter. Now, Pizza Land Bottom really was not effective enough. And the reason why she was not effective enough is not because it was this deep basic plot about a lot of them basically try to become self-birth of a Sean Lewis, you know what I'm saying, or version of Al Sharpton, other political commentary. Really, really, you know, people can help take it. And that's probably one of the biggest problems with her. Also, the same thing with Bowser in Washington. But political goes on the right that the mayor immediately squashed speculation around her decision, including that her exit from the race was driven by family crisis, administration scandal, or a possible move to work for Walgreens, which CEO Roger Brewer is a friend at the bottom of the family. Bottoms did not rule out the position in her conference, nor in a letter she wrote to Nancy that was posted online that she did not provide any assistance. Now, with her, she talked all about how son and stuff that happened. She has to call her son stuff like that. I don't think basically she was ready for. I think what to talk her up, thought that she was going to be there, kind of, you know, fasten, like she was somebody's mom, protesting for his voice. I don't know. I mean, because people bought in, because Tim Reed was saying that he brought in for financial assistance to black people in the community. And that's what he did. And I don't even know how a lot of states would really after him. Because nobody basically doubt to sort of, you know, for black people. So I was going to say, though, that while I am not yet certain of what to hold, I trust that my next one form of passion person wrote, the state of Georgia has proved black Democrat direction. Here, capped off by President Joe Biden's very eighth member, now Senator John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock, winning runoff election in January that won Democrats political spend. Those narrow victories limited the option to higher office in the state. Warnock running for a full term next year. Ossoff won't be on the ballot. Six, Abrams, former House Minority Leader, gubernatorial candidate, Molly of Texas, plus governor of two. Okay. Last day, Abrams out. There is no obvious and state political secret that one can say. Just for politics to request anonymous. What else is there to vote for? Vote. Of Biden's question like that is, does that really put that in place? Why do you think that now? It is all just very odd. Was he going to not win the election? Well, sure. Not possible. Another Democratic consultant is also replacing Paul Bottom on. She joined the Biden administration or be back. We have an office to run for in Georgia right now. So, Bottom 51 served as a judge and city council member before winning the mayor race of fewer than 800 votes in 2017. Okay. While mayor, she oversaw a city marked by multi-site-wide cyber attacks in her first month last summer. Protests followed the police killing respect. Yep. Like his body style. Now, there's a lot of people that wanted her out of not really care for all the black backlash here for the uprising. She was not able to do a lot of things. And she asked for a regression on almost. And so it is you know, possible, a possible to be working with Joe Price. But that, I think that she's young and tall. 51 years old, I think, but this is a man that's not a family. But I think what is going on here is that must stress our work. She basically drained her stuff. You know, you look at her wig. I think a lot of people in the black media, they were making fun of her wig. You know, when she was telling black folks, y'all go home. But no, it was white people out there who were basically throwing the building. She wasn't wanting her feedback in the white folks. So she lost a lot of support because she was throwing her feet about talking after a night. And I think have to understand we're trying to push stronger for the civil rights agenda. Who's such? And I think that bottom of the problem is or over. So I think that she basically done by going to, like the article has read, she might go on, sit on the board of Walgreens as a friend. But I doubt she'd get a Viking basically, as we talk about the authentic Viking. Black folks like her and Montana get what they want. White people have pushed to get what they want or no longer need to not. Okay. So I doubt if she goes with the ambassador, whatever they try to say that she that far space Abrams. Abrams will run for the election. So, how much do you still have of a public space? they gotta get somebody who they should identify as, you know, a Democrat. That's, you know, this is a public space. But I think that this was going to come. I knew this was going to come, and I was just like, yeah, she basically out. And she thought it was going to be easy. She didn't think there were a pandemic was going to come. Just like this labor commissioner, like what's his name? They basically said he's just like they're wanting him out too. So we already know that Governor's going to go to the election. We know that. We know that they stole the election. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to see what happens. Okay? Why can't we relate to politics? Because 2022 is So, yeah, good luck to her. Are just not, they're just not leaders. I don't even know why, try to go to the right off because we've seen a lot of APA people in office, of course, but as they were a little bit older, they were older back then. Ones that were now just popped up by others. Yeah, they just them have a kid, but they last quick. I think that to the bottom first had Bill Gates at the time started who her feeding talking. I'm glad that you stand up with us. Tomorrow, I'm not on tonight. So, we'll be back on our regular schedule. So I'm thinking, I'm grateful that you're staying up with us tonight for my show. Call in and stop us 6418-577. Up. About next is why so many black people are missing in the United States. The cover came, well, not cover, talking about, and hit us in talking about why we have black girls and boys. One of those, one of these young ladies, Ashanti Booty. One of the girls is from York, the other one from Jersey. Okay. So to start us off, all of these cases, we're going to have a I want you to watch this, I'm going to show you in those videos, you're seeing young girls, young boys of potential, and their family talk about the brother. But, and what I want to and that's what I want to talk about today as well before we get into the Standard. As you know, I am a advocate of Black people. I've been basically covering stories of Black people for a very long time. I've basically helped families, Black kids, and I got, you know, the thing about this is here. Let me just tell you, as Dr. Umar Johnson has pointed out before on the panel, that our kids are being snatched up by government. Because there's no way that you're going to have 500,000 distant Black kids, or a half of them, I think you said two kids, and all of the circumstances are the same. And that brought me to ETS, who basically also covered the Black kids. And we know, man, that they are snatching up our children, especially. Mostly the people who are in, who's working to do this are the funeral homes, the Oregon organizations, and other people who basically are in law enforcement. All of them are working together to snatch up children. And remember, I told you all, along with other commentary, everybody else is telling us about how kids are snatched up. You know, they might be picking out trash, and a Black truck pull up, or some white van pull up, and say, hey, little young man, come here. You want to, you know what I'm saying, you want some candy, or do you want something that drink, or something like that. And the child is just picking out trash. Or maybe playing with his car, or she may be outside and is running around. We're talking about day and night. And they just basically snatch this up. And then what they'll do is they'll take one of those things, the needles that you put in your arm, and they will produce the sedatum so that they can fall out real easy. Or they'll give them some type of drink, like they did to Nika Jenkins. They gave her some liquid that was already, you know, had a lot of alcohol in her system. So all they had to do was give her the type of medicine that was going to then have her whole, you know, functionality of her head, her mind altered so that she know, you see her bumping into the wall and stuff like that. That's how this, you know, today-based person was about to kidnap. So Black Mason kids go on victim, not only for killing a foreigner. So young girls are going missing because Indian men, I told y'all about this before, men in Pakistan and Indian men, they want young black girls from the United States to be concubines over in their country. There was a movie about this, but it didn't feature the children, it featured a white person, a white woman, that when you go over to sail their country, they're basically telling you what you have to say. Like, for instance, if you are an American female, you marry an Arab man and an Arab man wants to go back to his country. So you become his concubine, not only, you know, marry him and go back, basically, you know, you can't go back to the United States, you can't keep your family, you can't, none of them, okay? So some people get killed for their organs. Some people, specifically the young girls, are now concubines for, like I said, Saudi men, Saudi Arabia men, Indian men, Pakistan. A former FBI agent talked about that on a YouTube video that I can't find right now. But it tells you how the United States are all in bed. The former police officers and even the state police, they're all in bed. Funeral director, the medical examiner, and they're also in you know, the board and all work together to then satisfy children, children for the organs, and or they just get them ready, they can shift off to other nations, and they are basically sold, not only in sex trafficking, they are sold as being concubines for a kid, being overseas. And they really like young girls. They like them around 14, 15. And so these two girls from New York and New Jersey that I've talked to you about, they had, not too long ago, I think it was several years ago, where they had a bunch of young girls missing from the New York area, and this city council man got involved in it. And it was like threatening the city council, like, dude, you got to shut up. You know, you got not talk about how to bring light. So it was some type of light for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, it's gone away. The press got to you know, stop covering and stuff like that. But this is what happens in the United States, where police officers are always looking to make extra money. Okay? So what they do is it doesn't matter, you know, where they at. They'll be able to try to get your kids at any type of point if they know that it's going to get them to work. So there was this article about this, and I really wanted to talk about this a little bit before I did any small steps. The FBI plans to name, at least while we don't set up a black group, but the FBI plans, they know, people who call me wrong and talk about misperson, black child, kids at 80,000, a black child, whatever. They know that law enforcement are behind a lot of these people, but they also know that people who won organs, all in other European countries or other countries, India or whatever, they will pay a heavy price in order to basically get their organs transferred. Okay? But Sky News did an article on a young survivor, Lucia Rude. It goes on to say that black children like Lucia are much more likely to go to white America. 421,394 children went missing last week. African American children, like 14% of children, not yet. They make up 77% of those. So what makes them so vulnerable? Okay, and I just give you an example. Like when those kids were homeless and stuff, and they were saying that a lot of these kids ran away. But really, that they know that, well, not from IPA, some sheriff's deputy stuff about they have got people. At the end, they try to make stuff appear as some girlfriend or something like that. I'm not saying that those people don't fit. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying they put what we call body snatchers children. So being what you know it, now they're going to certain locations, warehouses, ship off. So if you think this, you think that body snatchers is not behind this, yeah, another thought comes. Now, whether it's in or behind it, of course, but it's not as heavy as when it comes to a police officer. Article goes on to say here that when we should get the current shown a spotlight on the violence occurred by the children at the shelter has been closed. The problem exists across the United States. Millions of vulnerable children for the past month. Homeless family are black. So this was a young girl who I guess was kidnapped at a shelter. Now what the white media does, it figure out and knows that the person that's going business is like average person or like a family member, their point is goes on the news radar specifically because they know that okay, law enforcement comes involved with this person. And so we'll basically highlight, you know, show pictures, you know, because that makes parents say, okay, yeah, it's only the average person for kidnapping children, and that's not the case. And plus there about six steps, there's some black girls in the room, and how about all that? This is the step. So that's what we want to highlight as well. Now, the law came out by some message and put a spotlight on children. We talked here about how black people force black children. So I want to read an article here by Sky C. For light on black people. It says, the United States, unfortunately, twice as many black families poverty by sex. Black household ministers see poverty line numbers 1 and 5. Compared to this white family, from the poorest neighborhood in Washington, where the majority of the residents are African Americans, hopefully go missing. And it's long. Because they don't have the money or have money to come to buy their home in case their lifestyle warm fun. It's a long constantly worked as a telephone say so the question about a missing person and about bias and what you believe. It's efforts of others that inspired is inspired by what happened to him. With the law of Alan Logan disappeared and my time. Here, no one what happened. I got my first crash course to be out talking to folks here with talk drug addicts. Residents, police officers said in 2009, police have made thousands of kids go to the or have run away from home and become a quick stuff up. This poverty causes like getting conditions that can be chosen to the whole circle. Lack of job, poor affordable house, or 90% of children with no benefits of home. See, that's not good. And tax rates fund those types of benefits. And think about that. Law enforcement talk about children from home. What it is, they actually just buy their home. They'll buy outside of the building. They'll buy cash. So it goes on to say, talks about sex trafficking. United States, 1 in 6 children who run away from runaway are likely to become victims of sex trafficking. Tina Fromm was trafficked by her of her boyfriend. She put some of the reasons say that seven trafficked by the death of color. Run, the Tina Runs organization helped African Americans find the effect of what is important to them. So the media and a more likely white children, black children, but black children, but children. And I was thinking, black person, I had a self, black on the rest of the black people. That's what she said. Now, this thing, that has been no, it has its weight within this particular subject matter, but it's not the entire story. See, you got to look at people like the National Security Council, actually are power police officers, and they look for a blood type of people. They identify other blood types when you report it. And that's what people are not wanting to talk about. That's what your life is not want to talk about. So we got to look at this. But going back to Dr. Shakti Moody and Jesse Lockett, those types of girls that get raped, children, but become passed out for joy. They're shipped over to the family. That's a whole different type of international. Just like share, subscribe, like share, subscribe. So here's what we're going to do now. We're going to now go into talk about Mammy Simone Sam. And that she faithfully made us in favor, and she spoke for one is you being black. You understand? The bootleg up there to show these part of Negroes who are really mad because they got this from white daddy. Now, a lot of these people have the opportunity for a job. She says, she's the fact that Jim Crow chose by cancer. So I am in Bernie Sanders on TV trying to bring the black community in to vote and support him. But we don't have Okay. So that was, I want to say, 8 months before she was actually, I mean, before Jim Crow Joe Biden got elected. All right. Man, after that election, she is now crying that she was not in the first, second, third position after her appearance as the senior vice. Get that? She's out there pulling. She's out there pulling for the threat of mass incarceration. Jim Crow, Joe Biden. Now she's basically just dead. And this is the type of. I was just trying to figure out why do black women become a fiance for a very long time. Black people started going to marry. But she's been a fiance. And if you ask black women, why do y'all keep on allowing these kids fiance to be off the gear? When is the way? You gotta ask that question to a lot of our kids. Anyway, I don't want to ask this question. The moral thing is Earth. She wasn't so effective for biting press up there. Made 11th. 2021, this is Ty McGee. I'm going to see if Mom agreed to come here. Yahoo News. So I'm saying that she was definitely hopeful that she will have the opportunity to be on Jamal Sanders, a senior advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. Frequently, Sanders President Joe Biden gets criticism during the campaign. She was understandably hurt after being passed over to the White House press secretary job. The White attorney McCarty Sellers against the Washington Post feature on Sanders, FBI director of culture and nightlife, John Powell. Sellers is a friend of the company, blamed the publication Sanders on after Biden chose former Obama communications director Saki for the press secretary job. She was definitely hopeful that she would have the opportunity. Harrelson told Post, Ellis said that Sanders spent a lot of Aquafil has to send us a Biden to Biden 2020 campaign. To be the go-to mouth for the president can consider himself up this accusation that ISIS reports that he was hiding from voters, his relationship with segregationist lawmakers. She was the super defender in the presidential campaign as a problem with the black community. Most notably, when Biden appeared at the Rapid Club last night, said black voters said Donald Trump and black said it's Twitter to make it clear that the comments were made in death. Vice President Biden is here fighting alongside and for black America. We are here to support him. While he's playing nomination by earning three votes, these people, but they are. Now, mind you, Jim Crow Joe Biden, as you know, as we always told you, he was working with segregationists for black folks in jail. We know that, come on. But then you had that show like groups like Simone Mendes and Sanders and Rolly Polly Martin, probably sell out, I mean, sellers. All of black folks trying to win auditions for jobs at the White House that they didn't really get sponsored by. And Jim Crow Joe Biden basically was not working with the African American community. So basically, working with non-segregationist lawmakers to make sure that black folks go to jail. So everywhere you see Jim Crow Joe Biden, he was making sure process for some times he was making sure that black folks go to prison. So every legislation that came about trying to put black folks in jail, here comes a mass incarceration team. This is what this bastard has been known for. Jimmy, that he has this law work for black folks. I mean, look how he talks to the civil rights that was call him out, and he said, you all need to start working with the Hispanics. But the article from Yahoo News goes on to say here that she continues comments made in Black Club interviews. Yes, so let's clear about what the vice president was saying. He was making a decision that he would put his record with African American community. What's that thing with that be, Joe Biden? Black are putting black skin person more than Trump did or Jim Crow Joe Biden. Maybe we can talk about all the legislation that you have that has hurt black people more than Trump as a black person. And Trump didn't have policies that really affect black folks. So here at Jim Crow Joe Biden, as she's promising black folks something and saying that, you know, I'm grateful that the black community helped me, but then for his first 100 days, everybody else is getting something besides black folks. Oh, is that the Jim Crow Joe Biden you're talking about, Simone Manny Sanders? The article goes on to write that these moments were not few and far between. Sellers explained of the work Sanders produced on behalf of the Biden campaign. They would send Simone out to take those bullets. And then pass over. That's her. Sanders, a former senator, served as Senator Bernie Sanders' press secretary during his 2016 presidential campaign, where she dwelled on him in favor of Biden. She already knew that Bernie was not going to win it, so she went to Jim Crow Joe Biden. She went from one white daddy to another. As the Post reported, Sanders picked the winner, but the winner didn't pick her back, okay? On the article, Sanders made it known, privately, in her book, she hoped to be the first black woman to hold a job. But the bone under the house, not notice can come back and notice the function. But it says box leave out the mouth and step down the concentrate position against the bone and studies for the bite for the bite digit still fighting alongside for the aftermath. Turning every boat and meeting people where they're where they are, and that's exactly what the said back in May 22nd. Oh, she's saying a different tune now that even despite the fact that this stocky woman is leaving next year, she still knows that she's not gonna get the position. She's common sense. Oh man, I don't want it to feel comfortable where I'm down and still somebody pull us inside and say, oh, look here. You are not going to get there. You're going to stay in that place like a Negro ship stays in her place, and you're going to deal with what position you gave. Oh, yeah, right, Daddy. Yes, there, right, Daddy. Blah, 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 blah. And that's exactly how he was talking to her behind closed doors. The comments made at the end of the breath were in jest, but let's be honest with it. Anyway, so the thing about it is that the normal man who's done this stuff not have no clout of Jim Virgil back. And they had this finesse that black people wasn't Jim Virgil back. And we really want to be fresh. The article goes on to wrap up to say that I think it's going to cause somebody else to have this job. So, in a year from now, or about 2 days after on podcast, the X-File, you can post that there's a spot in the box. I've noticed after I am what I'm doing. Added, and it keeps me very, very busy. See, what she was doing, same damn thing that she was doing beforehand, as a campaign manager or what have you, or vice versa, but now she's doing for the vice president. Okay? Goes on to wrap up that Townsend said Sanders was here and she received a call from Vice President Harris showing her to the vice president. She was so much celebrated. This event that they got on, they know that a lot of people did not vote for Joe Biden. Black people don't support him. White people don't really support him. That's the reason why he was the first president in years to have a full army, military presence at his inauguration. That's letting you know, this fool was not really chosen to be a president. See, this is the best for all. Now, of course, he had the usuals out there. He had Obama. You know, Obama always supported him. And he had like a few people there, but there was not really enough folks at his inauguration because they were looking like this fool really did. Okay. So they try to blame everything on COVID and all this old stuff. But they think that Jim Virgil Biden was not a popular president whatsoever. Not a popular president among black folks, not a popular president among white people. That's the reason why he has to pick certain types of things dollars with white flash or you know what I'm saying? They're not paying for that. This is how you know and stole the election. That you were selected by the big powers behind closed doors, and basically they needed him in so they could push the COVID more faster than Trump was not going. They were saying that Trump was probably not getting vaccine. Oh, but there were certain types of vaccines that he did. But it is that vaccine, like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that was really supposed to be for black folks. And the Pfizer vaccine, you know, white people can take it because it's safe. But at the same time, there was also some problems with certain types of folks who were taking the Pfizer vaccine and the other ones as well. So we have Jim Crow Joe Biden. It's number one, Nanny Trillian, Simone Sanders, upset. She did not get a job. So they have basically put her down there somewhere in the basement and helping Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris got her going down there doing a lot of clerical work. Kamala Harris got her down there in the basement, I guess probably cleaning out the outside the cat. She's so happy, though. But as long as she got a job, she can pay for that, that high-expensive apartment that she's staying there in Washington. Look at what get just to get some of your people out. Get an apartment, and especially in a white community, it might give you a beard to drive. But at the end of the day, there's no real job that you're doing. You understand? Something that you're doing that basically likes you. And then you have a man who's basically calling someone of a fiancé. And, you know, how long have you been a fiancé? This is what we're talking about. So we have to take a look at what many people are and why she wanted, you know, to help with Joe Biden's mess and why the state that black people supported him. Not for all. It was only a few black Biden supporters. That's the older black generation. I'm supporting Joe Biden. Hey, come on now. I'm glad that he's all this is in black people. Older generation, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them, fed their children to the world. This is the reason why they're not being respected by your kids. The younger generation understand what's going on. They understand older black folks said out for brother and children to bubble gum. And so therefore what we're saying here is that old Simone Sanders, she's upset. Because now she's a broken tool. That old white male political candidate, is wanting her. Throughout the Jim Crow Joe Biden song, who is going to be an allowed woman to work for them, campaign for them? And yeah, she might get a CNN contributor job, or, you know, she might do something like that. She's not. Okay? Now, people were saying that Kamala Harris may be the person. Kamala Harris brought her on. So, okay. Well, she has a little bit of weight there, but let's just see. We basically got to see if Jim Crow Joe Biden is going to make it in this time so that we can see if Kamala Harris will run for the president. And have her biggest number one bear bench. She's on the same brother, the mayor's brother, he said, I killed somebody. Because he did not like shit. Anybody. Right. So, I said, first is the freedom of information, because file.